Last week on Let's Talk Supply Chain, I was joined by Peter of One Rail. I had the chance to sit down with him at Manifest to talk about his experience on both sides of the fence when it comes to last mile. We also spoke about customer expectations, and I recently learned that consumers are expecting next day delivery or they won't be buying from a retailer. So that is now more important than ever. We touched on building out your last mile delivery ecosystem and what you need to consider to succeed and so, so much more. If you listened to the episode, I hope you enjoyed it. But if you missed it, you can catch up over on letstalksupplychain.com on our YouTube channel or anywhere else that you subscribe to the show. It was episode 393. Let's Talk Supply Chain is not your average supply chain podcast. We feature not just the top of the industry, but also diverse voices from within the community, new innovations, and the disruptors making waves in the industry. Don't listen to the same old. Be sparked by new ideas and fresh perspectives only on Let's Talk Supply Chain. When you're looking for cutting-edge resources on innovation and trends across supply chain, where do you go? What about when you're on a mission to find like-minded professionals and cultivate relationships that go beyond an emoji reaction? And what about when you're trying to generate leads, build campaigns, and get ahead of the game in the unique world of supply chain marketing? Supply chain has been missing a single collaborative hub that brings people and ideas together in an environment that is safe yet stimulating for everyone. Until now. Just one platform that's as dynamic and innovative as you are. Welcome to the Secret Society of Supply Chain, a private network for the supply chain community. An industry first brought to you by supply chain media entrepreneur Sarah Barnes Humphrey. The Secret Society of Supply Chain brings professionals of all backgrounds and experience levels together in the industry's largest dynamic network, focusing on industry learning and career development, as well as networking and community. The Secret Society of Supply Chain hosts all the content, connection, and creativity you need for supply chain success. But which group is for you? Well, head over to letstalksupplychain.com, find the Secret of Society banner, and take the quiz and join our waitlist. There are limited number of spots available, so make sure to get on that waitlist so that you are one of the first into the Secret Society of Supply Chain. Hello, and welcome back to Let's Talk Supply Chain. Before we begin, I have a question for you. Supply chain management is complex and continuous, but according to Gartner, what percentage of supply chain leaders identify network complexity as a top external challenge? We're talking more and more about complexity. So what do you think? Let me know your guesses over on social and keep listening because I will let you know at the end of the show. So today I'm joined by a company that is on a mission to tackle data chaos to create supply chains that are one step ahead. I love what they are doing. And they've been on the show once before, but who are they? Well, I'll reveal it all after the question of the week. So we ask you a question over on the Let's Talk Supply Chain LinkedIn and Instagram every single Wednesday morning so we can get the community together in conversation, find out what people are thinking about and how they're thinking about things. So the question we asked you, what's a superpower you wish you had? Well, we had almost 400 votes. 46% of you said time travel. 31% of you said teleportation. 12% of you said invisibility. And 11% of you said flying. Monica said, I'd love to be invisible to sit in and hear things I'm not supposed to. I'm not supposed to hear. It's amazing what people will say behind closed doors. Leah says, I think it's really thrilling to be a fly on the wall, but it might be a little too eye-opening for me. Leah also said, you know, we're all going back in time buying that stock, then hot footing it back to our time to relax. Awesome. Yeah. Matt, tough one. Invisibility is usually my go-to, but time travel made this a hard decision. Steven says, I would like to go into the future to see how my grandchildren have grown. Oh, isn't that nice? Well, thank you so much to everybody who weighed in on the question of the week. We ask you a question every single Wednesday morning. So make sure to join us and be part of that conversation. And you might be featured on an upcoming episode. Now back to today's episode, and which innovative technology company is joining me today? Well, it's OSA Commerce. OSA specializes in connecting, unifying, and automating commerce operations for retailers, logistics providers, and their customers. With their advanced AI-powered collaborative visibility platform and intelligent decision-making capabilities, OSA powers supply chains to sell wherever their customers are so they can focus on scalable growth and be one step ahead. And I have two guests joining me for the show today. It's Yifat Mpadu. Yifat, the co-founder and chief growth officer at OSA, has nearly two decades in the e-commerce industry and founded and managed a multi-million dollar retail business prior to OSA. Mpadu, co-founder and CEO, has over 20 years of experience in digital supply chain and product development and is an expert in creating and implementing solutions for end-to-end commerce. What a dream team! So today, Yifat and Mpadu will be talking to me all about AI and data, how to harness them to help your organization put a stop to supply chain chaos. We're going to dive into the big challenges when it comes to data and AI, the three C's, and how important they are in overcoming those challenges, and why brands need to move from a reactive to a proactive approach to their supply chains. So welcome to the show, Yifat and Mpadu. How are you? We're at Manifest. It's crazy.
Crazy. Welcome. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Right? And we're at your amazing booth. As you can see, Mpadu, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Very excited to be here.
Yes.
It's fun.
I'm excited to have you both here. So we're at Manifest. It's buzzing. The energy is great. How has the show been for you so far?
Amazing. We're very happy to be here. There's definitely a lot of really exciting technologies, innovation. It's great to meet a lot of interesting people.
And there are a lot of people here, right? So let's get to know both of you. Tell me who you are, what you do. Give me a little bit of your background in supply chain. Yifat, I'll start with you.
So my background is actually in retail. I've been in this space for 20 years. So I was doing e-commerce before it was really a thing. But through that, I felt firsthand the pain points of supply chain and omnichannel. So that's how I kind of ended up into figuring out what is the best path for retailers and brands to really do better in this space.
And we need more of that. Everybody's kind of struggling. Everybody's a little bit overwhelmed. And we're going to talk more about that as we go through the conversation. So Mpadu, talk to us about who you are, what you do, what's your background?
So I'm one of the co-founders with Yifat here. I also be the CEO of the company as well. And I've been in this e-commerce technology and operation, distribution operations for close to 25 years now. So played both the technology part of it as well as run operations. Yeah. So that way I'm able to blend both the technology and operations, understand what the actual problems that need to be solved and how we can bring technology in solving those problems.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a big topic for a long time. I feel like we've been talking about data, visibility, transparency, resilience, like all the buzzwords, right? And we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that. But before we do that, Mpadu, talk to us a little bit about OSA Commerce. What do you do?
So we are primarily a technology, trailblazer technology provider. Okay. So we primarily provide an AI-based collaborative visibility platform that primarily connects the dots across the supply chain ecosystems, drives smarter decisions for better execution, risk management, and also continuous resilience. In this market, you see so much disruptions happening.
So
risk and resilience are very important.
Yeah.
So we consolidate all and provide that.
So one stat that I recently came across is that supply chain companies only have 6% visibility right now. How are we so far away?
Yeah.
Like, you're a supply chain visibility platform.
Yes.
Talk to us about why there are so little companies that only have 6% visibility, because 94% is a long way to go, and you're helping to do that.
I think really people invest a lot in technologies to solve different aspects of the supply chain, but they haven't figured out that those technologies really need to talk to each other.
Right.
And I think that's the main thing. You have to be able to really communicate between the different elements of the business. And we're trying to break those data silos, really, and provide a visibility, but also a decision-making entity.
Right. Yeah. And that's so important, right? We're supply chain professionals are making so many decisions on a day-to-day basis. And before it was kind of by gut. Now we actually have everything that we need to make help make those decisions and make things possible within our supply chains and for our businesses everywhere. Now, another stat that I came across was that we're spending $3.1 trillion on I don't know if it's unqualified data or like bad data. That is a lot of money just in supply chain. And we're going to be talking about data and AI. And to be honest with you, in 2024, I don't know why we're still talking about how we need to get our data houses in order. So can you address that one first before we go to that big, shiny AI object?
So if you think about entire supply chain e-commerce, it has also matured over time, right? If you think about late 90s, the customer experience, retail experience was primary factor. Then the convenience came. Then the social commerce penetration came with engagement, right? So everything as the... Everybody tried to solve different problems at different points in time,
okay.
And data became more siloed, right? And that is where you see the vast variations, right? Because visibility is there, but sometimes visibility is within a certain enterprise,
okay.
Certain systems. But ultimately, you are able to better make decisions when you are breaking open that silos, making them connected in a connected ecosystem. And that's what we are trying to solve. The remaining 95% were able to get to or provide a better connected solution. In establish a better communication and collaboration, and ultimately coordination, okay. which will basically try to solve that remaining 94% of the problem.
Yeah, and another big topic right now is AI. I don't think you can have a conversation with anybody in this building without coming across AI.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What are the biggest challenges with that particular technology that we're seeing right now?
I would say, first of all, when we say AI, are we talking proprietary data or third-party data? So for us, it was very important that when we say we're powered by AI, we're touching the proprietary data at every intersection with our partner, so we can really provide those insights that are real and they can take and run with.
And then extending your comment on the 94%, right? So unless you have a right data, you cannot, because AI is all about looking at the data over a period of time, both historical and looking at the current trends, current seasons, and how do you think from a futuristic perspective, right? And that's what we are trying to solve that problem. Unless you have the right data, with the data quality being there, it's very difficult to solve, right? And that's what, as Ifat mentioned, we provide that proprietary data. How we do it, we provide our own connectivity platforms and enable our own execution platforms, which naturally provides that broader data to synthesize and then continuously make improvements into that.
Well, and I think one of the words that you used is connectivity or connect. It's one of the three C's that you use at OSA to talk about how we can bring together solutions. So can you talk to us about that first C, connect? Ifat.
Everything is about connectivity for us. That's the hook, right? In order to get your business and really get that one source of truth, you first have to connect the ecosystem. So for us, that's step one. First, we connect. Then we really provide those, you know, data insights for them to go and work with. But it all starts from that connectivity. And a lot of companies today, they don't understand that that's really their first step for success.
Okay.
They need to make it easy. And speed is really part of those API integration need to be really, really fast and quick. People don't have time to waste.
Yeah, nobody has time to waste, especially when a drone is delivering within 15 minutes of click and delivery, right? Nobody has any time to waste. But one of the other things that you said was integration. And I know there's been some concern around cybersecurity and integrations and having too many systems, et cetera, et cetera. Can you address that for us?
Yeah, so entire supply chain, if you're still dealing with, you know, having different people across different levels of systems maturity, right? And supply chain, but naturally, it's across enterprise connectivity, right?
Yeah.
So security is broader into two parts, right? One is how do you connect and make it that secure, and all the data pristine, right? You want to have your privacy data maintained. So data security and cybersecurity becomes the most important component and synthesizing that into one platform. And also role-based visibility as well, right? Oh, we talk about visibility, we want to spread across, but not everybody needs all the information.
Yeah.
And it's we all, don't?
It has to be controlled.
I mean, I feel like we need all the information
all
sometimes.
The information in a channelized manner.
Okay, fair.
And be overwhelming.
We have to focus, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to be overwhelmed. We need to focus on certain things at certain times. And so you're absolutely right. So talk to me about what success looks like between data, connectivity, and integration. Yifat?
It's really about those insights that get you to be, in my opinion, going from reactive to proactive.
Yeah.
Because this is the main issue today in our business, where the supply chain industry is very reactive.
Yes.
So how are we changing it? How are we driving to better results?
Mm-hmm. Now, the second C is communication. I think communication really is at the essence in everything that we do, right? We have to communicate in a way that others understand what's going on in supply chain and don't use all the acronyms all the time. So that's internal, but we also have to be able to communicate externally as well. So what does that mean to you as the second C of success in all of this?
In providing a better customer experience and engagement, because you're think from an order life cycle. You as a customer, you're going and ordering in a marketplace or in a web store, right? You want that experience translated when you actually receive the product physically through a delivered to at your door, or you go collect the product, right? So the communication across the entities from an order capture system, which could be in today's world across multiple systems, then you are actually communicate what your experience you want to the actual fulfillment process. It could be fulfilled from a store or distribution center, and how you want it delivered. So that messaging what the customer wants, that communication throughout the life cycle is carried over, cascaded down to actually receive the product and you have that experience.
Yeah. Well, and all the platforms have to be using the same language.
Same language,
right?
Or even if they use a different language, ability to translate, right, in a better, so that each system can understand.
Yeah.
And that is also important.
Well, and the third C is collaboration, which is kind of my jam. I mean, I talk about collaboration all the time. I think it's one of the reasons why you and I get along so well.
True.
So talk to us about collaboration. Why is that so important to success when it comes to supply chain technology? But I mean, really dive into it, right? Because we use that term kind of loosely sometimes.
I think honestly, it's pretty simple. Like there's no one solution who's going to solve this chaos, right?
There's not.
No. I wish, but no. I think that collaboration is extremely important between the different, and you see it here manifest. You
right.
see it all the time, because great partnerships form, because if we're really trying to find solutions, we're going to have to collaborate. And when you have technologies that are tech agnostic and can work with one another to provide the great outcome for the end consumer, we're just talking about that consumer experience, that's the goal, right? And
that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
Right? Like supply chain is a great industry to be in. And I think one of the reasons is because we partner, we collaborate for innovation to drive the industry forward. And it really is where the magic happens, right? How does AI work in collaboration with collaboration?
So basically, AI connects the three C's for coordination better, right?
Okay.
So basically, it enables you to connect, breaking the data chaos, enables you to communicate better proactively, reactively as well, right? In some instances. And then drive collaboration across systems. In future, it could be such a way that the fourth person could be another AI panel that
what?
Is questioning us, right? Or interacting with us. So that's where coordination. Ultimately, making that entire connectivity on all the C's coordinate in a better way for a better sustainable future for us.
Okay, I love all of that. Now, you talk about collaborative visibility. Right? And we've talked about visibility a couple of times. What are some of the challenges that e-com is going through right now that, you know, with demand forecasting on inventory? I mean, things have been up and down and up and down for the last couple of years. Forecasting has been really not very easy. So talk to us about that, Yifat.
So forecasting, first of all, inventory allocations. Once you have a visibility platform with us, you can basically know how to allocate better, right? Where should I position my inventory? West Coast, East Coast, based on what's happening right now, and also being prepared for what's to come, right?
Okay.
You can also collaborate in talking to your manufacturers through through the platform and basically communicating the different levels of inventory and adjusting it. And of course, last mile, collaborating on the last mile carriers. There's a ton of carriers out there. How do you find the right one at the right time? How are you saving money ultimately on that?
Yeah.
Great shopping.
Yeah. And so YFAT has talked a lot about being proactive rather than reactive. How can we use collaboration, collaborative visibility, collaborative AI to really drive decisions forward, be more predictive, I think, in what's coming down the pipeline?
More predictive and prescriptive, right? So ultimately, you're looking at historical data from a collaborative visibility, and it's not viewed by one prism, but viewed by entire community of the same data,
okay,
breaking the data silos, right? And then once you have the broken the data silos, then you automatically coordinate from a better decision entity, and then you execute in a better way. Right?
Okay.
And that's where you ultimately the visibility platform tries to solve. Provide the data, provide the insights, drive better prescriptive execution.
Great. So let's bring OSA into this conversation. I know you've mentioned a few things, but let's really put it into perspective. Do you have a case study that you can share with us of a customer that came to you? What was the challenge they had? What was the solution that you provided? What kind of ROI and benefits did they see? YFAT, do you have one?
Naming names, but I can say like a retailer, a big furniture retail company that we are basically providing through their logistics provider, they can now have real-time tracking across the product journey where this journey was broken, right? Like we as a customer expect to get real-time tracking today, and it's very hard to get real-time tracking. So how do you communicate better? And if you're connecting those dots, what we've done for our partner, we connected the dots into the last mile, really being able to share that authentically with the end consumer. So right now you see from that retailer brand, the entire journey until it gets to your door, until it's scheduled for white glove delivery. No more third parties in the middle sending
right.
you weird emails that you don't know who they are. And you're like, what is
especially
this
with cybersecurity.
Yeah,
you don't want to open any email you don't know.
That's a broken customer experience. I mean, people put so much money on the brand, they forget that that part is really important. It's part of that branding. It's part of the experience.
Yeah. What was the value that the customer came back to you and really articulated?
We focus on three primary pillars. One is definitely cost. So we're able to reduce cost by 20% of the operations.
Wow, that's a lot.
We're able to increase their revenue by 15%. And ultimately, customer experience. They're able to up that by almost 65%. Because
65%?
65%. Because they're able to get the real-time insights, real-time actions, and then streamline the entire process.
Yeah, think about that example. If that customer called customer service, each customer service you call, it's like $6. You're on the phone, you're annoyed. That's the customer experience that is coming into play.
Yeah, absolutely. But 65%, I mean, that's hard to quantify in numbers or dollars really, right? But at the end of the day, the customer experience means they're going to come back.
Yes.
They're going to come back. They're going to buy from them. They're going to be a lifetime customer if they're getting that experience, that great experience over and over and over and over again. And you know that from being in retail. How important is that?
Very important.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So let's look at 2024, right? We're talking about AI. We're talking about data. What should people be thinking about, taking note of when we're thinking about those two things in 2024? Padu?
Yeah, I need to think from efficiency perspective because AI should primarily solve how well they can operate in a most efficient way, and then use based on efficiency also plan for resilience.
Okay.
These are the two things that needs to focus on 2024, and the third thing they should look at is OSA, how one step ahead can be in that.
So, a question for you: is everybody ready for AI?
They have to be in future,
okay,
because AI is going to be part of the entire.
So if you're not now, you have to be, or you need to partner with somebody who is.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that. What's next for OSA? YFAT?
Continuing to execute in the best way for our partners, really, very focused on that. And enhancing the AI capabilities. We're very focused there. As Padu said, that's the future. And that's where
we're
at.
Amazing. So where can everybody find you? What's your website?
OSACommerce.com.
Everybody needs to head there now. Take a look at what they're doing in the supply chain space when it comes to technology, when it comes to AI. They can bring AI into your business, into your supply chains and your supply chain teams. YFAT, Padu, thank you so much for joining
me
today
much.
At Manifest.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Did you know that the average cost of losing an hourly supply chain worker has reached $19,607? And that recent research shows that 77% of hourly supply chain workers are considering a job change in the next 3 months. This could have a huge impact on your productivity, bottom line, and culture. Workstep is helping supply chain companies to better engage their distributed hourly workforce at scale. Understand the true reasons behind their workforce turnover and take actions to make positive changes and reduce attrition. Workstep has successfully helped many companies reduce their frontline worker turnover by up to 36%. Visit workstep.com to learn more. Do you have a guess at today's big question? Well, at the top of the show, I asked you, according to Gartner, what percentage of supply chain leaders identify network complexity as a top external challenge? Well, it's nearly half. 46% of supply chain leaders identify network complexity as a top external challenge. So it really is time for organizations to start thinking about how they can create simplicity and visibility in an increasingly complex industry. If you'd like to hear more from us, we have plenty more content for you featuring the best and brightest in the industry. Head over to letstalksupplychain.com to check out the latest. Plus, if you have a supply chain challenge and you're looking for a solution, we have most likely had them on the show. So head over to the website, use the search bar, put in your keyword. All of that content will come up for you. And the podcast will share with you whether you're the right fit for them or they're the right fit for you. And remember to come back next week, where I'm going to be joined by Lisa Dolan for this month's episode of our Woman in Supply Chain series. Lisa is Vice President of Supply Chain Strategy at ALOM, a global award-winning supply chain service provider. And Lisa has been with them for an incredible 26 years and counting. So she's going to be talking all about that journey that she has seen, how she has grown to be a strong and respected leader, transforming operations of Fortune 100 giants and winning numerous industry awards. Lisa is really passionate about women in the industry and empowering the next generation of women and girls. And we're going to talk about that. And she's going to give us some advice. So make sure that you don't miss that episode. If you'd like to support us, there's a few ways to do that. You can follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and over on TikTok. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Supply Chain, and subscribe to our newsletter over at letstalksupplychain.com. And if you have a supply chainer in your life, we have some really cool merch over in our shop at letstalksupplychain.com. So go and check that out. Plus, if you're looking for an online community to be a part of in supply chain, we have just launched what you're looking for. So the Secret Society of Supply Chain was launched in 2023. And we decided to do three groups that really covers everybody in supply chain. Now, Supply Chainers is for everyone, and there is exclusive content in there from me. And I am interviewing some of the top experts about their best practices and advice on some of their biggest supply chain challenges. Plus, you can network with other supply chainers in that group as well. Then we've got the virtual monthly meetup for women in supply chain, and the testimonials that are coming out of our first cohort are crazy. They are loving it. So don't miss out and be part of those groups. And then last but not least, we have a virtual monthly meetup for marketing professionals in supply chain called the Creative Room. Now, if you want some time with me every single month, that is the group. As long as you're in marketing in supply chain, you can be part of that group, and you're going to get in front of potential clients. You're going to hear from marketing experts and so, so much more. So head over to secretsocietyofsupplychain.com and join the group or membership group, the community that's right for you. Now, if you want to be featured on an upcoming episode, also head over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review the show.
Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for listening. And remember, ship happens.